Penguin Readers. Surrounded by Idiots. Thomas Erickson. Level 7. Note about the book. Do you ever think you're the only one making any sense? Or have you tried to persuade someone of something with no success? Do people who don't get to the point drive you mad? Or does the way your boss talks to you annoy you? You're not alone. After a terrible meeting with a successful businessman who really thought that he was surrounded by idiots, communication expert and author Thomas Erickson started a career studying how people behave and why we find it difficult to deal with some types of people. Originally published in Swedish in 2014 as Omgiven av Idioter, Surrounded by Idiots, is an international success, selling over 5 million copies in close to 60 languages. It offers a simple yet creative way for assessing the personalities of people we communicate with, in and out of the office, based on 4 personality types: red, yellow, green, and blue. It also provides an understanding of how we can change the way we speak and share information. Introduction. The man who was surrounded by idiots. I was in high school when I first noticed that I had a better relationship with certain people than others. With some friends, we always found the right words. There were never any conflicts, and we liked one another. With others, however, everything went wrong, and I couldn't understand why. I began to test people. I tried to say the same things in similar situations just to see what reaction I got. Sometimes we had interesting discussions. On other occasions, nothing happened at all. People just stared at me as if I were from another planet. I just thought that there was something wrong with the people who didn't understand me. As I was the same all the time, what other reason could there be? I began to avoid these strange, difficult people because I didn't understand them. Life went on with work, family, and career, and I continued to put people into 2 groups: good and sensible people, and all the rest. When I was 25 years old, I was given the task of interviewing a man in his 60s called Sture. He had started his own business and built it up for many years. One of the first things he said to me was that he was surrounded by idiots in his company. He wasn't joking, and he went on to explain why they were all idiots. The more I listened to him, the more I realized that there was something very odd about this story. He had no problem in calling anyone an idiot in front of the whole company. This meant that his employees avoided him. When you're young, you're full of great ideas, so I asked, "Who hired all these idiots?" Sture understood that I was actually asking, "Who's the real idiot here?" and threw me out. It got me thinking. Here was a good businessman who didn't understand the most important and complex part of an organization, the employees. Anyone he couldn't understand was an idiot. Since I was from outside of the company, I saw his thinking was wrong. Sture always compared people to himself, so anyone who wasn't like him was simply an idiot. Although I never called people idiots, I didn't want to go through life thinking that I was surrounded by people who were impossible to work with. I didn't want to be like Sture. After a terrible meeting with him and some of his unfortunate colleagues, all of whom were angry, I decided to learn probably the most important lesson of all: how people function. I began to study how to understand the people who seemed so difficult at first. Why are some people silent? Why do others never stop talking? Why do some always tell the truth while others never do? Why do some of my colleagues always arrive on time while others rarely manage to? Why do I like some people more than others? Along the way, I've learned some incredible things that have changed me as a person, a friend, a colleague, a son, a husband, and the father of my children. This book is about perhaps the world's most widely used method to describe the differences in human communication, which is called the DISC, the Dominance, Inducement, Submission, and Compliance Ability System. These words are the main behavior types, which describe how people see themselves in relationship to their environment. Each of these behaviors is linked to a color: red, yellow, green, and blue. I have used different forms of this tool for over 20 years with excellent results. There are, of course, different ways to become good at dealing with different types of people. The most common method is by researching and learning the theory, but this won't make you a world-class communicator. It's only when you begin using this knowledge that you can develop real and functioning abilities. I no longer judge people just because they're not like me. I'm more patient, and I generally avoid conflicts and don't lie. I have to thank Stir for making me interested in this subject. Without him, this book would probably never have been written. One thing to note: to make this book easier to read and listen to, I have chosen to use him and he to talk about people in general. I know that you have enough imagination to read or hear her or she where you need to. Communication depends on the listener. All of us need to develop a flexible way of communicating by adapting to people who are different from us. It doesn't matter what kind of behavior you have or the method you choose to communicate with, most people around you function differently from you. A good communicator is flexible and able to understand what other people need. If you know and understand how another person behaves and their method of communication, you'll better guess how they might react to different situations. This will also greatly increase your ability to get through to the person. No system is perfect. This book won't give you a complete picture of how we, as people, communicate with each other. We could try to include details like body language, differences between male and female speech, cultural differences, and all the other ways to explain differences in communication. But the number of signs we give those around us all the time just wouldn't fit into any book. According to the American Journal of Business Education, July-August 2013, more than 50 million assessments have been made using the DISC tool. And yet, even with all this information, communication remains a mystery. We can't include everything. However, we can avoid the most obvious mistakes by understanding the basics of human communication. It's been going on for a while. Different behavior patterns are what give energy to our lives. These include not just a person's actions, but the attitudes and beliefs that decide how a person acts. We can recognize ourselves in certain behavior patterns, but we neither recognize nor understand other types of behavior. We also act differently depending on the situation, making those around us happy or annoyed. However, while a person's actions can be right or wrong, there's really no pattern of behavior that is right or wrong. It doesn't matter how you choose to behave or how you're perceived. All behavior is fine, within reasonable limits, of course. In a perfect world, it would be easy just to say, "I'm a particular kind of person, and it's okay because I read it in a book. That's just how I am, and this is how I act." Wouldn't it be great to always be able to act and behave exactly as you feel at the time? There are, in fact, two situations when you can do this: alone in a room when it doesn't matter how you speak or what you do, or when all the other people in the room are exactly like you. In any other situation, it might be a good idea to understand how you're perceived and to learn how other people function. Every kind of behavior is normal. Normal behavior can usually be predicted, is part of a pattern, is changeable, can be observed, is understandable, is unique to each person, can be excused. Why are we the way we are? Where our behavior comes from? Core values, attitudes, core behavior, moderated behavior, environment. Where does our behavior come from? Why are people so different? It's a combination of inheritance and environment. Even before we're born, the qualities and personalities that we've inherited from our parents and our grandparents affect our future behavior. Scientists agree about this, although they're not sure exactly how it works. Once born, children learn and develop in many ways, but mostly by copying what they see around them, and especially their parent of the same sex. Children learn core values at home or in school. My core values were study and do well in school, or fighting is wrong. Another important core value is that people are of equal worth. Attitudes are things I have formed opinions about based on my own experiences. Core values and attitudes together lead to core behavior, the real person you want to be, free of the influence of any outside factors, if that is ever really possible. But people around you most often see your moderated behavior, how you choose to act in a particular situation, which means behavior equals F, open parentheses, P times SF, close parentheses. Behavior is a function of personality, P, and surrounding factors, SF. Behavior is what we can observe. Personality is what we try to work out. Surrounding factors are things that we have an influence on. Conclusion: we continually affect one another in some form or other. The trick is to try to work out what's there behind the behavior. And this book is all about behavior. An introduction to the system. As you can see below, and as you will hear, there are four main behavior types, each of which has its own color. This book is about how you can recognize them. Quite soon, as you start reading and hearing about the different colors, you'll think of particular people. Sometimes, maybe, even yourself. How the system works. Red, task-focused and issue-focused. Yellow, extrovert-active implementer. Green, relationship-focused. Blue, introvert, passive, reserved. The characteristics of each behavior type. Dominant, red. Quick reaction. Most effort to control. Least interest for caution in relationships. Focus on the present. Direct action. Tries to avoid involvement. Inspiring, yellow. Very quick reaction. Most effort to involve. Least interest in routine. Focus on the future. Impulsive action. Tries to avoid being alone. Stable, green. Calm reaction. Most effort for connection. Least interest in change. Focus on the present. Acts to support other people. Tries to reject conflict. Compliant, blue. Slow reaction. Most effort to organize. least interest in relationships. Focus on the past. Acts with caution. Tries to avoid involvement. About 80% of people have a combination of two colors that dominate their behavior. About 5% have only one color that dominates behavior. The others are dominated by three colors. This book focuses on the single colors because they're the key parts of a person's behavior. Totally green behavior, or green combined with one other color, is the most usual. The least usual is totally red behavior, or red combined with one other color. Many people you meet possess qualities that you sometimes wish you had. Maybe you'd like to be more decisive like reds, or maybe you wish it were easier for you to interact with strangers like yellows. Possibly you wish that you didn't feel as much stress like greens, and perhaps you wish that you could be more organized, as blues naturally are. Of course, it works the other way as well. You're going to read and hear things that will help you realize that you too tell others what to do, just like reds. Or that you talk too much, something that yellows do. It might be that you take things way too easy, not getting involved in anything, the green's weakness. Or you don't trust things and see danger everywhere, just like blues. You can learn to recognize your own behavior and how to take action to avoid it.